Well, it is the first time that even a mouse has crept along carefully and quietly under my very nose and not been spotted, said Balin, and I take off my hood to you, which he did. Balin, at your service, he said.
Your servant, Mr. Baggins, said Bilbo. Then they wanted to know all about his adventures after they had lost him, and he sat down and told them everything, except about the finding of the ring. Not just now, he thought. They were particularly interested in the riddle competition, and shuddered most appreciatively at his description of Gollum.
And then I couldn't think of any other question with him sitting beside me, ended Bilbo. So I said, what's in my pocket?
And he couldn't guess in three goes. So I said, what about your promise? Show me the way out. But he came at me to kill me, and I ran and fell over, and he missed me in the dark. Then I followed him, because I heard him talking to himself. He thought I really knew the way out, and so he was making for it. And then he sat down in the entrance, and I couldn't get by. So I jumped over him and escaped, and ran down to the gate.
What about the guards? They asked. Weren't there any?
Oh, yes, lots of them. I dodged them. I got stuck in the door, which was only open a crack, and I lost lots of buttons, he said sadly, looking at his torn clothes. But I squeezed through all right, and here I am. The dwarves looked at him with quite a new respect when he talked about dodging guards, jumping over Gollum, and squeezing through, as if it was not very difficult or very alarming.
"What did I tell you?" said Gandalf, laughing. "Mr. Baggins has more about him than you guess."
He gave Bilbo a queer look from under his bushing eyebrows as he said this, and the hobbit wondered if he guessed at the part of his tale that he had left out. Then he had questions of his own to ask, for if Gandalf had explained it all by now to the dwarves, Bilbo had not heard it. He wanted to know how the wizard had turned up again, and where they had all got to now. The wizard, to tell the truth, never minded explaining his cleverness more than once, so now he had told Bilbo that both he and Elrond had been well aware of the presence of evil goblins in that part of the mountains. But their main gate used to come out on a different pass, one more easy to travel by, so that they often caught people benighted near their gates. Evidently people had given up going that way, and the goblins must have opened their new entrance at the top of the pass the dwarves had taken quite recently, because it had been found quite safe up to now.